Your verdict on today's win here in Dungannon, David?
Absolutely delighted. Just as the fireworks going off.
Celebrations have started for today's win.
Celebrations have started, yeah. We just set that big Gary Eccles just set off there out of the shower window.
No, absolutely delighted. I knew it would be difficult. I warned the players beforehand it would be difficult. Small, tight pitch, new manager. They were up for it, which you know, fully expected. And but credit to my players, you know, they dug in and they you know, come out just coming off the back of a extra time against Cliftonville during the week. Sometimes it's difficult to get yourself picked up, but you know, credit to them.
Clean sheet, 3 points, job done, isn't it?
Job done. Well, I wouldn't say job done. There's a lot, you know, but there's a lot of positives there. Say when I first come in there, I've asked for all the positives and the negatives. Wait, calm you down, you. So I asked for, you know, a mental toughness and an edge and a character. So over the past sort of 2-3 games, I've certainly got that.
And what we did today successfully was to see the game out, because they made a difficult pass right at the end.
And you expect that, you know, you expect that, because Rodney's pushing to get a result in his first game, so you expect him to, you know, be throwing a few people forward. I wouldn't say gung ho, but they were pressing for an equaliser. And you know, credit to the players, they defend it well, manfully, and we'll come away with, I think we were the better side, you know, the majority of the game had the better chances, so I think we deserved the win.
Great opportunism by Ivan Sproul to see the opening and to take it around the keeper and to put it in the back of the net.
Sproul's got that, I said at half time, might be a mistake, might be a set play that wins us the game, but you know, expect the mistake, expect something to happen, because, you know, defenders, no disrespect, you know, fortunately I wasn't a defender, you know, but defenders make a mistake, it's a goal. I even punished him. He was alert, he was brave, and you know, nicked in with a winner.
An almighty game next Saturday, isn't it? Plenty of time to prepare for a top of the table.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Say Crusaders have been dominant in a lot of the games lately. They're champions, they're a good side, they've got a good manager, they've got good players, and I can't wait to test myself against with my team. You know, I fully expect my team to turn up with a performance and a mentality to go out and you know, give Crusaders more than just a game.
You've been in place now for a week or two. You're enjoying it, I take it, in the first few weeks? Yeah?
2.5 weeks. Seems like a lot longer. No, absolutely loving it. And I say to the players at times, I'm going to be critical. I'm going to be sometimes say the wrong things at times, because it's the way I am. You know, I care so much. And I care so much about the players. Sometimes some of the difficult thing is leaving some of you out of the squad or out of the team for me. You know, I want everybody to enjoy it and be part of it, but at the minute it's going okay. So, you know, for the amount of time that we had with the players so far, some of the things that they have taken on board has been excellent. I can only say that I'm proud.
The supporters got behind the team today as well.
Yeah, they did.
It was a good day out for them,
and they did for me. And I said to my staff, Andy Todd and Alfie, during the week against Cliftonville, whether it was behind the goal, whether it was something different, whether it was Cliftonville, I thought the crowd were immense on against the Tuesday.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Well done today, David.
Cheers.
All the best for next week.